We worship you. We worship you. King of glory, we worship you. 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 Say something good unto the Lord. Say something good unto the King. Say something good unto him. Say something good unto him. Thank you, Jesus. We bow down and worship Yahweh. We bow down and worship Yahweh.
Oh, we bow. Say,
we bow.
A deadline coming up. You have an interview coming up. You have an interview for a contract coming up. There is something major that is coming up, and you need God's intervention. If you're in this house this morning, just lift up your hand. If you're like that this morning, lift up your hand. Lift up your hand and receive from God. 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 It is time for you to trust Him. 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 It is time for you to trust Him completely. Trust Him completely. Trust Him completely. Trust Him completely. Trust Him that He will do a good work. Trust Him that He will finish what He has started. Receive from the Lord this morning. 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 Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Heavenly Father, for everyone that have their hands lifted up, you are the King of glory. The one who sits upon the throne and makes the hair his footstool. Father, Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we cry unto you this morning. For everyone that has their hand lifted up, believing you to intervene concerning a particular situation, concerning a particular deadline, concerning a particular examination, concerning a particular interview. Whatever the case may be, oh Lord God, show yourself strong and mighty in their lives in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, by the time they return to this altar, they shall return full of thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. They shall return full of thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. We shall return full of testimonies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I want you to walk up to two people and say, congratulations. Walk up to two people, say, congratulations. Say, congratulations. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I thank God for another opportunity to stand before His people and to declare His word this morning. And I pray as I share it with you briefly this morning that you shall be blessed and your life shall be transformed in the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord is like a mirror. Don't let anybody tell you who you are. God has already defined who you are. If you really want to know who you are, you need to check the scripture. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. Who can speak when God has not spoken? If you want to know who you are, open the scriptures. I want us to open our Bibles this morning to James chapter 1. The Holy Spirit is taking me a little away from the message I prepared this morning. It is very important for you to know who you are. Know who you are. In the body of Christ now, we have misplaced identities. Believers that don't know who they are. Christians that don't know who they are. If you don't know who you are, then you can't value yourself. You can't. You simply can't. Some people are used to listening to what people have been saying about them. You are this, you are that, you are this, you are that. You can do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. You have left the fate of your life in the hands of man for too long. Do you know who you are? As a child of God, who you are has already been stated. It has been stated already. I'm going to read James chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 22 and 25. And I'm going to read it in the NIV Bible. Lord, help me with this Bible this morning. Holy Spirit. The NIV version says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what he says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. And whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. You can see that, yeah. The word of the Lord tells us that the Bible is like a mirror. When you look into the Bible, then you see who you really are. You see the picture of who you really are, who you truly are as a child of God. Which is why a lot of times I stress the fact that it's important for you to be the doer of the word. Not just the hearer alone. Yes, faith comes by hearing. But the blessing comes in doing. Don't stop at just hearing. If you want a transformation in your life, you need to do the word of God. Because that is who you are. That is who you are. Somebody say, that is who I am. Somebody say, that is who I am. And the Bible here is telling us that somebody that does not do the word of the Lord is like someone that just looks in front of a mirror. You look at yourself. And as soon as you leave the mirror, you forget what you look like. How many people here have forgotten what they look like? I know at least all the ladies in the house today. You looked at the mirror this morning. You looked at the mirror. I don't know about the men, but the ladies in that looked at the mirror. How many people have forgotten who you are? When you don't do the word of the Lord, that is just a picture. It's like you have forgotten who you are. Like you have forgotten who you are. Who you are has already been encoded in the word of the Lord. And you have to discover it. You're a child of God. You are blessed. Somebody say, I'm blessed. Somebody say, I'm blessed. Somebody say, I'm blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Don't let anybody tell you something else. You know, one thing about the devil is this. The devil's tricks are still the same. The devil doesn't have multiple wisdom. He uses the same technique. He knows once he's able to convince you that you are who you are not, then he can change you from what you really are to what he wants you to be. That is his technique. He knows if he can successfully deceive you and make you to take your focus off the word of God that shows you who you really are, then you begin to follow him and you begin to walk contrary to the will of God for your life. And as believers, you must not fall to the deceit and the lies of the devil. Don't fall to it. The devil does not have any power. Jesus Christ defeated him perpetually on the cross of Calvary. All what he's doing now is struggling for scraps, trying to see who he can deceive, who he can manipulate. If you don't give room for the devil and you don't listen to the lies of the devil, he can do nothing. He can do nothing. He can do nothing. As a Christian, as a believer, know who you are. Know who you are. Know who you are. Know who you are. And the Lord will help us this morning in the name of Jesus. I believe God is beginning to do something new in our midst. I feel it very strongly. That God is beginning to do a new work in our lives. For a lot of you here, your testimonies are on the way. For everybody under the sound of my voice, your testimony is on the way. If you believe it, shout aloud, amen. If you believe it, shout aloud, amen. When you know who you are, you don't have to struggle. Why must you be a struggler? Why must you go through life a struggler? Why? When grace is available for you. Grace is available for you. Grace is available for you. When you connect to the grace that is available for you as a child of God, then you stop struggling. You stop struggling. You stop struggling. If there's anybody in that you haven't connected, if you haven't given your life to Jesus, you haven't connected, you're not connected. You are an easy target for the devil. So when someone comes and tells you to give your life to Jesus, it's for your own good. If you are like that, you better give your life to Jesus in a hurry. In a hurry. Because there's destiny fulfillment waiting for you. Remember the man by the pool of Bethesda. I remember that story. Each time I read that story is a very sad story. The Bible says that man had the infirmity for 38 years. 38 years. 38 years. There was something that God put in place there, where in a particular season, an angel comes and stirs the water. And the first person to get into the water is healed. You know the story. There was this man that was sitting very close to the water. And yet, he carried that infirmity for 38 years. For 38 years. After 38 years, there are certain infirmities that become a way of life. They become a part of you. You carry it as you. You forget your identity. You forget who you are. You are living that infirmity. People are not even calling you by your name. They are calling you by that infirmity. That man by that pool. You know that man with that infirmity. They are forgetting your name. This man, after 38 years, probably had given up. No hope. His situation seemed like it was endless. It seemed as if he was going to die with that situation. 38 years. 38 years is a long time. is a long time. 38 years is a long time to carry a problem. 38 years is a long time to battle the same situation. Day in, day out. Day in, day out. He was looking at others get their breakthrough right beside him. He was looking at others moving forward right beside him. But for 38 years, nothing changed about his life. Nothing changed about his life. When Jesus Christ, the Son of God, even came by and asked him, would that be made whole? Because the problem was already part of his life, part of his thinking, part of his routine. He couldn't even answer the question. He started telling stories. He said, let's read the scripture. In John chapter 5, in John chapter 5, in verse 5, the Bible says, certain man was there which had an infirmity 30 and 8 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, would thou be made whole? By the time Jesus Christ was talking to him, Jesus Christ already knew what the problem was. Yes. A lot of times you wonder, why do I have to tell God this? He already knows. God knows everything. Prayer is a demonstration of faith. When you go to God and you ask him to do something that he already knows, you are demonstrating your faith in him. You are telling God, I know you can do this, which is why I'm coming to you to do this in my life. So don't say, God knows all things. I won't ask. 38 years. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. In verse 7, the Bible says, the impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man. After 38 years, how can he have a man? Somebody that carried the same problem for 38 years. Somebody that has refused to move forward for 38 years. Somebody whose situation has not changed for 38 years. How can he have a man? He had nobody. Nobody wants to be associated with failure. Everybody wants to be associated with success. My friend, if you stay on the same spot for too long, you will see that there will be nobody around you. All the people that you thought they cared and they loved you and they had your best interest, all the people you call friends, if you have a challenge that lingers for so long, you will see that, where is everybody? Look around you. That's why the Bible says, I lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who maketh heaven and earth. It is time for you to stop looking for a man. Stop looking for a man. Man says yes, man says no. Man has a limitation. There are certain things. People that have been helping you, you can even go to them at a point and they tell you, for this one, no, I can't do anything. For this one is beyond my strength. There is a limit to the capacity of man. He said, I have no man. After 38 years, I have no man. No man. No man. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepped down before me. Almost. No, there are some people whose lives are like that. Almost. They almost made it. They almost got there. They almost succeeded. May your life not be a life of almost. In the name of Jesus. Any spirit of almost in this house, we cast it out in the name of Jesus. Almost. Almost is not success. Almost syndrome. When they are so close to success, something happens and they miss it. When they are so close to their breakthrough, something happens and they lose it. Something always happens. There is always a story. Failure has so many stories. Failure has many stories. Failure has many excuses. Something. Almost. He said when the water is there and he's going there, somebody will just and take his blessing. But he didn't know he was talking to Grace. He didn't know he was talking to Grace. He was talking to someone that didn't need a man. Somebody that didn't need waters. All those arrangements were put in place for man. But Jesus, the Son of God, was passing by. It is impossible for Jesus to be in the house and nothing is happening. If you have a problem, a situation, and you bring it to church and you cry unto God, and nothing changes, something is going on somewhere. Something. Because God is not a man that he should lie. He doesn't lie. His word is ever sure. The name of Jesus is ever sure. The Bible says, "Thou art highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow." Every knee must bow. In your life, whatever that situation, whatever that problem is, by the name of Jesus, it shall bow. I say, by the name of Jesus, it shall bow. I say, by the name of Jesus, it shall bow. The man was telling stories. Look at my life, oh. Ah. See my life, oh. I've tried. I've done everything within my ability. I've hustled. I've struggled. I've cried. I've done it all. I've done it all. Yet nothing. Telling stories. Telling stories. Telling stories. But what did Jesus do? Jesus made him to understand that this is not the time for you to be telling me stories. I'm not here to listen to your stories. I'm here to fix that situation. I'm here to meet that need. He's here to meet your need and to set the captives free. Oh, Jesus, he's here right now. Jesus, he's here right now. Just raise your hand in your seat and sing this song.
Jesus, he's here.
Verse 8, Jesus said unto him, "Arise, take up thy bed and walk." And the Bible says in verse 9, "And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked." On the same day was the Sabbath. The man was telling stories, but Jesus was not telling stories. Our God is not a storyteller. The kingdom of God is not just in words. The kingdom of God is power. Power. As Christians, as believers, it's time for you to stop talking too much. Stop telling stories. Yes, we know you know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Where is the power? Where is the power? Where is the power? Telling stories. But the one who had the power, rise up, take your bed and walk. For anybody here with any long-standing situation, just like this man for 38 years, doesn't matter how long your own situation may be. If your situation is 1 week, it's 2 weeks, is 1 week, 2 weeks too long? Because you're a child of God. Because you're a child of destiny. Because you're a believer. Because you're in Christ. Any situation that has stayed longer than its due date, Father, I cry unto you. I cry unto your grace this morning upon this covenant altar. For those that dare to believe this morning, for those that are tired of that situation, For those that are tired of staying on the same spot, those that dare to have faith that you can do all things, oh God of all ages, oh God of the prophets, oh God of the apostles, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for everybody that dares to believe this morning, that dares to believe your word, Father Lord, let there be a change in their situation in the name of Jesus. Let there be a change in that situation in the name of Jesus. Do you dare to believe? Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. All things are possible.
Yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. All things are possible. Yes, I believe. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, as I begin to round up, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. When we talk about the gospel is the good news. The gospel is not the whole Bible, for your information. The Bible is the word of God. But the gospel is the good news of Jesus. The good news of Jesus. You know what the devil likes? The devil likes us to talk about Daniel in the lion's den. It's good. It stirs up your faith about what is possible. The devil leads you to believe a lot of things. The story of Jeremiah, the story of Ezekiel, the story of David, the story of Solomon. They are good stories. They stir up your faith. But what the devil doesn't want you to talk about or to think about is the gospel. The gospel. The gospel. All the things that preceded the gospel, they were just introduction to the main thing. Intro. The Lord God was preparing us. Preparing us. The preparing us. Preparing us. The gospel. The gospel. The gospel is the light. You know, a lot of times when we say you go out and do evangelism, that's because we know that through the gospel, this world can be transformed. The government does not have the situation. The government does not have the answers. You even don't have the answers. The answer is Jesus. The answer is the gospel. In your life, the gospel. In your situation, the gospel. The gospel. The gospel. When you talk about the gospel, you talk about his death. Because if you don't talk about his death, you cannot talk about his resurrection. He died. He died. But the Bible says, on the third day, death could not hold him down. Death could not hold him down. On the third day, he rose again, never to die again. Alive forevermore. Somebody say he's alive. Somebody say he's alive. Somebody shout, he's alive. Without understanding that he's alive, you begin to release the power of his resurrection. There's power. I've told you, kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. God is looking for Christians. God is looking for believers that will begin to demonstrate the power. When the devil sees a Christian that begins to demonstrate the power, he runs. He can't even stand close. Power. Wherever you go, wherever you get to, doors that are closed, they begin to open. Wherever you go, wherever you get to, people that are sick begin to receive their healing. Wherever you get to, there is great joy. People can't even experience it. I like being around this brother. Because anytime this brother comes around, there is something happen, something good. Power. May you receive that power in the name of Jesus. But no power if you don't understand who you are. 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 In John chapter 14, verse 12, as I close. John 14, verse 12. I will close on this note. I was just coming from one of our churches, Christ Life Tararomi. I went there to preach the good news, and I still have to catch another service in a few minutes. So as I close on this note and I take my leave, don't leave this place without really understanding who you are. Now the Bible says in John chapter 14 verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Why am I saying this? Part of the reasons why the miracles, you know, Jesus Christ could have come to this world and he could have just died straight, sharp, sharp, died for our sins. Part of the reason why he was doing certain works, certain miracles, is so that by the time he leaves, he can tell you this: the works I do, greater works can you do. Tell your neighbor, say, greater works can you do. Tell your neighbor, say, greater works can you do. Say, greater works can you do. Some people are not believing. Some people are not believing. Some people are not believing. Greater works shall you do. Simple. Greater works shall you do. Greater works. I hope somebody's faith here this morning. I hope I helped somebody's faith here this morning. Over that situation, over that destiny, over that future, over that dream, over your aspirations, over your ambition. To God. The Bible says, greater works shall you do. Think about what Jesus Christ did that was recorded, the gospel. You are here to do greater works. Each day that goes by, you are not doing greater works. You are not doing what God has commanded you to do. From today, when you leave this place changed, a changed person. With an understanding of who you are. With an understanding of what you carry. With an understanding of what you are to do. When you walk through these doors, walk out as a different person. As a different person. Because when you walk out into the world and you begin to exhibit the faith through the world, then you begin to do greater works. May you do greater works in the name of Jesus. Can we rise on our feet this morning? We're not raising a church of mediocre. We're not raising a church of ordinary people. We're not raising a church of average people. If you're a student in the house, as a Christian, you are not just here to just pass, barely pass. You are here to excel. Do you understand what I'm saying? So don't be struggling to pass. That is not your portion. You are here to excel because you're a child of God, because you are doing greater works. If you're in this house, you're a business person or you're a career person. You are not called to be ordinary. You are not called to be average. You are called to do greater works. Greater works. Don't be ordinary. Somebody say, I refuse to be ordinary. Somebody say, I refuse to be ordinary. Somebody say, I refuse to be ordinary. Now in the next 1 minute, I want you to talk to God. I don't even want to tell you what to say to God. Whatever he has laid upon your heart to say to him, say to him. Whatever he has laid upon your heart to ask him, ask him. Just remember, greater works. You have been created, you have been made, you have been saved, you have been transformed to do greater works. Greater works. Greater works. Greater works. greater works. Talk to him. He is the author of life. The author of life. The author of salvation. The author of greater works. Greater works. Greater works. Greater works. We are people of greater works. We are a church of greater works. Greater works. Greater works. In your business, in your family, in your career, in your academics. If there's anything that has been terrorizing you, it is time for you to stop being afraid. It is time for you to cast fear out, because you are called unto greater works. You are called unto greater works. You are called unto greater works. Greater works. Greater works. Greater works. Thank you, Jesus. I want all eyes closed in this house this morning. If there's anybody here, you are yet to give your life to Jesus, and you want to seize this opportunity to say, Jesus, come into my life, be my Savior and my Lord. I want to be a partaker of greater works. I want to stop being ordinary. I want to stop being average. I want to do better. I want to see your glory. Father, I'm tired of where I am. I want to give my life to you. Come into my heart. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. I want to give it all to you. If you're in the house and you want to say that, raise your hand unto Jesus this morning. Raise your hand unto Jesus. If there's anybody like that, raise your hand unto Jesus. This is a battle that you must never win. You must never win a battle against the Holy Spirit. No. No. If you're in the house, don't let your case be the case of almost. Step out in faith. When it comes to your destiny, you walk out your destiny between you and God. Not between any man. It's between you and God, the one who created you and put you on this earth. He's calling you now to greater works. He's calling you to greater works. He's calling you to greater works. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Can we just begin to wave our hands unto Jesus? Wave your hand unto Jesus. Wave your hand unto Jesus. He loves us so much. He loves us so much. The gospel is just an expression of his love for us. He loves us so much. 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 I will end with that song. You are the love of my life. You are the hope that I cling to. You mean more than this world. I will trade you for riches untold.